Good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I want to thank Brother Peary and his team for the wonderful work they do. And also for this platform, Daily Devotion, that we can have fellowship wherever we are. And it's good that we can use these digital tools for the greater good. My name is Remi Engesvik. I live in Norway, and I'm a part of the Church of Rolf Straumann is my pastor, and we go under the name Believers Assembly in Norway. And myself, I'm helping out in the church as best as I can, and whatever there is need for. And a couple of weeks ago, you probably heard my son Michael give his testimony. Wonderful and true. I witnessed everything firsthand. So I'm really grateful for the Lord, and he's standing by his promises. He has promises, and he's fulfilling it. This week, I have the privilege to share a word. And I hope and pray it can be a help for the ones listening in. And I want to title it A Balanced Walk. And that's something none of us are able to really do without the leading and the guidance and obedience to the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Lord. And before we go on, I would like to pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day. We lift up your name and we thank you for all your blessings, for everything you've done in our lives and what you're going to do. Thank you for your word, for the opportunity and the privilege to be called sons and daughters of you. Lord, guide my lips, have your way, have your hand upon our lives and guide us through this day. We lay everything in your hands. May your will be done in us and through our lives. That's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, balanced walk. Let us start in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Your ears shall hear the word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. So the Lord, he knows that we are turning to the sides, and he wants us to open our ears, listen for him, to talk. It says, when you turn. And we are not perfect. We need help. And without the Lord's guiding and obedience in our life, we'll turn to sides. And turn to sides that attract us most in the flesh. Paul is talking about two different laws fighting each other inside of him. And it's the law of Christ, and it's the law of the flesh, the law of sin. And those two, they will never agree. But in Romans 8, he's also telling us, there is therefore no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. So you have a choice to who you want to listen to who you want to feed the most. And we know there's only one truth, there's one way, and he's the way. And when we walk, we want to be in the center of His will, on the middle of the way, or middle of the road. And you know, a road, they always have two ditches on the sides of the road, and you can picture it like this. We as humans, when we lose the focus, the eyes upon the Lord, and we start to stray and focus on the natural thing, we tend to be pulled into one of the sides. And we as persons are different, and we are attracted to different things in the natural. And some to the left and some to the right. And I picture it like this. If you can be a person that's pulled to the left side, it's people would, you know, who are walking on the feelings and emotions and things like that. And the other side, there's, if you go too far on the right, there's more hard attributes, like you end up in legalism if you go too far there. But to stay on the track, we need the Holy Spirit. It's the only way to keep us in balance. And when we need the Holy Spirit, and to receive it, there needs to be a longing, a desire, an attraction for. For myself, though I grew up in a Christian family, and my parents, they taught me well. They have showed me a true exampleship in the Lord. But still, without an experience for myself, but it was not enough to keep me away from the pull of the world. They try the best to tell me the importance to follow the Lord. But if there's no longing and desire, it just won't work. We need to come to a place, and the Lord, He's taking us through different routes, because He wants to have us in a place where He can talk to us. So it changed also for my life. As a prodigal son, I found myself, you know, in emptiness, and that was all the world had to offer. But again, that created a true longing in my heart for really the life with the Lord. I remember one time I came home. I was living down in Oslo, the Norwegian capital, and I came home, and my parents, they were gone to church. But I went up to my old room, and I found this small New Testament that was a gift from Sunday school, and it was given to me. It was written in the pages in the beginning of the book, a gift from us in 1978. And it was Rolf who had Sunday school, and he had written a scripture in the beginning of the New Testament. And the scripture was from Proverbs 22, verse 6. And it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." You know, I have to say amen, because no matter, there is something sticks with you, what you have learned, experienced. But of course, it could be fading when you turn away. But you know, there's always something working. And I always knew him to be true. But this was a start on the way back. And to make the story short, he filled me with the Spirit. And you know, then the lessons I have learned through my childhood, it just came to life and in my life personally. So, well, we desire to be perfect for the Lord. And I think about that time when you're in that state, you just give up everything. You just give your life over to Christ. You're crushed. You're nothing in yourself. And he fills you with his spirit. I have to say, can you be more perfect than that? We are strained to be perfect, you know, to grow in the Lord. But we really need to stay in that state, that humble state, and live as forgiven and never forget that. And then we can grow in knowledge in him. And that's our desire. And it can never be what others are telling you. It can never be by force. It has to be something attracting you. Like, it has to be an attraction. John 6, verse 44. You can go to and read that. Because there he says, there's no man can come to me. This is Jesus speaking. Except the Father, which hath sent me, draws him. There needs to be a pull. Something drawing you in. And when he starts to draw on you, on your soul, on your heart, it becomes your longing. Until you end up like David, and he said in Psalms 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. Because there's, I believe in every man there's a deep, there's a void, something it needs to fill. But what's sad is, it's easier to try to find things out there in the world and try to fill that deep, that void. But you fill it with things and you think it will satisfy, but it will never satisfy. But when God starts to pull on your life, then you find everything your soul is missing. And you start to realize what the other psalm is talking about. Because it's about deep. It's calling unto the deep. And Brother Branham, he said it well like this. I'll read it from one of his sermons. Before there can be a deep in here calling, there had to be a deep out here to respond to that call. In other words, before there was a fin on a fish's back, there had to be water for him to swim in. Or he never had a fin. Before there was a tree to grow on the earth, then there had to be an earth first for the tree to grow in. Or else there would be no trees to grow on the earth. And then this always, if there's a problem that exists, there's always a solution. And the Jehovah attributes, they are made for us to search after it. But you know, there's only one place we can really find the complete answer. Because he's our healer, he's our redeemer, and so on. So when we're sick, there's a healer. When we are lost, that we are, there's a redeemer. He redeems us. And so on. And there must be an answer also if there's questions, if there's a war, there must be a peace. And if there's a longing, there must be satisfaction for that. And that is in God. And actually, he's the one that puts that longing in you. Paul is saying in Romans 3:11 that there's no one who seeks after God. We're all fallen. But Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you will have everything you need. It's mine. You have all these things, natural things. But when you react upon his pull, his calling and your longing and desire will meet, and there will be like a perfect match. We have the history of the Jewish people that was brought into captivity in Babylon, and after that Persia took over, and they were foretold by God through the prophet Jeremiah that after 70 years they would be able to return to their land. And you see, when the time came, you see that many stayed back in Babylon because they were satisfied living there. They started a new life, and there was no pull on their hearts, but there was the ones who God stirred up the hearts and felt inspiration to go. They went back to start to rebuild the land. But even those, when they came to the land, there were enemies there in the land. And they did not like that the Jews should rebuild the temple and the city walls and start over again. And they were just able to start laying the foundations before the fear of the enemies that just took a hold of them. And the work stopped and was lay still for 15 years. That's how we humans are. But then the prophets came, Haggai and Zechariah, and they had a word from the Lord. They had an anointing, and they were started encouraging the men of Judah, the people, to start to work on the buildings again, start rebuilding the temple. Continue. And you know that it was simple words, but it can be simple as long as there's anointing. You know, when God is speaking, there's a there's a great army behind every word, and that's stronger than any fear. So it created a longing for them. It woke them up, and they started to build it again and do God's will. For we have a free will, and true love is only shown when we desire to do it, to choose to do it. Because he's not forcing or threatening us to do it. And we want to be obedient to God's will, yeah? But is it because we are scared of men or punishment if we don't? Or is it our desire because we love him and we are thankful? I have a verse here from a song called Attraction. And it says, it's the last verse, it says, there's a bride in this world, and she will shine. And there's no man that can ever push her in line. Because empty words, they can never satisfy. But to where the carcass is, the eagles will fly. You're attracted, you're drawn to where you can find nourishment that can satisfy you. So when the Holy Ghost, the law of Christ, is in you, and you then you desire and your delight will be to follow him, and you're not living for the Lord by your own strength or anyone other's opinions or words, but it's just you following your longing. And really, if you want to be an attraction, you want to have people saved, there's no better way than when people see that you have a real longing, a desire for the Lord. And not because of fear and or rituals, or that you have a lot of head knowledge. But the attraction, it's an anointing following it, and it's changing lives from within and out. And you will be like a living fountain. And it's all about pulling on hearts. And even Jesus said in John 12:31, "And I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." And he said this to show what kind of death he was going to die. He was going to be lifted up from the earth, and that was really, he was going to be lifted from the earth and up on a cross. And what sacrifice, and it's by love. It's fantastic. And even on the end of this age, he's going to draw his bride into the rapture. And I don't think there's going to be anyone there in the last pull without a true longing and desire to go. Because it's a relationship of true love between a bride and her bridegroom, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is what was on my heart today. So may the Lord be with you this day and give you a desire and longing for him and his word. And we pray that in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. So, may God bless you.